This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
There you go, Josh.
Oh, thanks, Pip.
Good party?
Yeah, not bad. I definitely needed it after last week.
A chance to drown your sorrows over the loader?
I didn't drink that much. Thanks for reminding me, though.
Sorry.
It wasn't exactly my finest hour.
No, but we all make mistakes.
How about you? How's the new job going?
Okay.
Just okay?
Actually, no. No, it's rubbish, if I'm honest.
How come?
The farmer.
Still moaning?
Oh, he wouldn't leave me alone.
Really?
Yeah, he stood there the whole time watching me milking.
Surely you could tell after 5 minutes you knew what you were doing.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's lonely.
That's no excuse.
Well, hopefully I'll be on my own today.
Why don't you just tell him you're not going back?
I can't chuck it in after only a few days.
Why not?
Well, because, well, you just don't do that, do you?
If it's as terrible as you say it is.
It's not that bad.
But it's just an agency job. It's not that important.
But I've told Mum and Dad I'll keep going. Till
Pip, you can't spend the rest of your life trying to make up to them for what happened.
I'm not.
You sure?
Well, okay. Maybe a bit.
It's like you said earlier. We all make mistakes. The trick is to learn from them and move on.
Well, it's easier said than done.
No, I know. But you can't go on punishing yourself either.
Which is why you went to the party?
Yeah, probably. Sorry. I've got to go to bed before Mum gets up and starts banging around. Especially as I'm hauling spuds and playing cricket later.
Yeah, and I need to get off to my job.
I hope it goes well, Pip. But seriously, don't stand for too much on this guy. I'm the only bloke allowed to moan at you round here.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Oh, and if you think of a brilliant idea for making a quick £3,000, give me a shout, won't you?
I will.
Is Josh about?
He's hauling spuds.
Oh, right. Only I said I'd pick him up for the cricket.
Well, that's probably him now.
Oh, great. It's our last chance to get one over on Darrington.
I know.
Especially after what happened at the Bull on Friday.
Oh, I heard about that.
Oh, they were so out of order, Ruth.
Sorry, Rex. I need to phone Pip to see where she's got to.
Oh, no. That's okay. No worries. Josh, my man.
Hi, Rex. Is Pip back?
No, I don't think so. Your mum's just calling her.
Only I can't go till she's here. And she should have been back ages ago.
Oh, I don't suppose she'll be long.
She'd better not be. I'm ready to go as soon as she is.
Great.
Hi, Pip. I'm just wondering where you're.
It'll be good to have a break, seeing as Dad keeps hassling me about the loader bloke.
Well, haven't you spoken to him?
No, not yet.
Well, you should do.
I know. But I still don't get this really weird attitude they've got about the insurance.
Oh, come on, Josh. They're not exactly going to commit fraud for you, are they?
It's not really fraud, though.
Yeah, it would be. Anyway, you should get your own insurance.
But I can't afford to lose £3,000 just like that, can I?
Oh, you'll make it up soon enough.
I'd like to know how.
Pip's not answering.
Can I just go? I'm sure she'll be back in a minute.
No, you've got to wait. Oh, it's her.
Told you.
Hi, Pip. Where are you?
Sorry, Mum. There's been an accident.
What do you mean, an accident? Are you okay?
Those profiles you did at the Darrington place were really well done, Will.
Oh, thanks. It wasn't just me, though. Nick did all the typing and photocopying.
Well, no, what I mean is we can really get inside the heads if any of the team have bothered to read them.
Oh, right.
But you're right. Darrington always attacked the opposition right from the word go.
Yeah, which is why we need to keep it tight when we bowl. Mm. You know, get them frustrated so they start making mistakes.
I couldn't agree more. We mustn't give them any width or bowl short.
Otherwise they'll hammer us.
Yeah. And when we bat, we need to keep the scoreboard ticking over, even when we're not getting boundaries.
Well, our running had better be up to scratch then.
What do you think about Chris Mills?
Well, we know he doesn't like you when the fielders crowd him.
So we get right in his face.
We could have a go at him about Friday night.
Why not? So long as it doesn't get out of hand.
Have you seen the dinosaur and the caveman?
No.
It's Jazzer and his friend. Look. Look over there.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Typical Jazzer.
Sounds like there's quite a crowd in from Darrington.
Not as many as us, though.
I got a feeling we could really teach them a lesson today.
Me too, Will. It's about time.
Harrison, we've got a problem.
Well, what's that?
It's Josh. He can't play.
Oh, you're joking.
No. Pip's had an accident.
Well, is she okay?
Well, she was talking, so... Josh and Ruth are driving over to A&E now.
Oh, no. That's all we need.
No, some things are more important than cricket. Oh,
definitely.
But who's going to play instead of Josh?
Well, who's the 12th man?
That's me.
Really?
Does that mean I'm playing?
Unless we can find someone else.
No, it's Jolene. And you know what, my love? I reckon you're going to be our secret weapon.
And then the cow kicked me in the face.
But it could have blinded you.
Yeah, I know. Oh, thank God it just missed my eye. The triage nurse said it could have easily been a serious head injury.
But there's no sign of that.
No. No, I'm fine. Yeah, I think I'd know by now.
Why hasn't a doctor seen you yet?
There was a big RTA right after I got here.
You should have called us.
I didn't want to worry you. And I didn't think it would take this long.
Josh is picking your car up and taking it back to Brookfield.
No, he doesn't need to. I was fine getting here.
You shouldn't have driven, Pip. What the hell was the farmer doing?
Well, he said he needed to finish the milking.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Well, he did, really. Isn't Josh playing cricket this afternoon?
No, he's covering for you.
Well, that's not fair.
It doesn't matter, Pip. You're far more important.
No. Okay. Thanks, Mum.
Those bruises look terrible.
They're so painful. I haven't dared look in the mirror yet.
I'll let Elizabeth know you're staying with us tonight.
Oh, there's no need.
I know, Pip. Right now, you need to be with your family.
Yes! No, Harrison!
Oh, keep going, Rex!
Oh, no! Oh, Harrison's been run out.
That's the last thing we need.
Oh, well, Rex should have gone instead. Harrison's only 15 short of his century.
Sorry, Harrison.
You're in next, aren't you?
Yes.
You smash him out the park, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll try my best, Jolene.
Yeah. Go, Will Grundy! Go, go, go!
He should have warned you which ones were kickers.
No, I should have been more careful. I reached right through.
But it's his responsibility to keep you safe while you're working on his farm.
I know.
And he clearly hasn't done that, has he?
I suppose not.
I'm going to ring him and have it out with him.
No, don't, Mum.
He's looking or not suing. And I think what might have happened...
No, but if you call him, he'll complain to the agency.
And they won't blame you, though, Pip. He's obviously got a reputation. I don't think he's fit to take
Please,
people
Mum,
on.
No, don't make this worse than it already is.
I didn't mean to upset you. Come here. It's all right. You're home now and you're safe.
Oh, we're never going to get Chris Mills out.
Oh, if only Roy hadn't dropped him.
Yeah, he's not been at the races today, has he?
Oh, don't pick on Roy. Poor lad's obviously heartbroken over Lexi.
Yeah, but the trouble is, Jolene, we've got a game to win here.
Well, oh, if it isn't too late already... All they need's another 60 runs. They've still got 6 wickets.
Oh. I reckon we should try some spin. You know, that's how they got most of us out.
Yeah, including you for a duck.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but what if they smash it all over the place?
Oh, they've been doing that anyway.
No, Will's right. We've got to try something different. Anisha can have a go.
Anisha? Oh, I was thinking of Adam.
Oh, he's been off today too.
No. Anisha will get him, I reckon. Anisha, you're bowling. Do your best.
Good luck.
Right, positions, everyone. Jolene, you go down to long on the boundary.
Yeah, I know. The furthest away.
We'll have 2 slips and a short leg, though.
You don't think that's too many?
No, let's crowd him.
It's all or nothing now.
Okay, let's go for it.
Ah, look how cocky Chris Mills is. Not even bothering with a guard.
Well, more fool him.
Yeah, too right.
Do your stuff, Anisha.
Play.
He scurried it.
But it's going straight for Jolene.
Oh, catch it!
Thought you'll never catch that.
Oh, yes!
Yes, I did it!
Did you hear Mum lay into that farmer on the phone?
I know. It was so embarrassing.
It sounds like he deserved it, though.
Oh, I don't know. But at least she's calmed down now.
How are you feeling?
Okay. Apart from having a smashed-up face and potentially being scarred for life.
It does look nasty.
Thanks for covering today. I'm so sorry you missed the cricket.
Oh, that's a point. I don't even know what happened.
I really appreciate it, Josh.
That's okay. You're hardly in a fit state to work, are you?
Not really.
How long have they said to take off?
I don't know yet. A few days at least.
Oh, it's a shame it's this week. Just when I need to make up for that stupid loader.
Sorry.
It's not your fault.
Well, if there's anything I can do to help...
No, you just get better. I expect I'll think of something.
Just one more wicket.
That's all we needed.
Yeah, and it was right down to the last over.
So near, but so far.
Hey, is this what they call a glorious defeat?
Yeah, I suppose so. It's much better winning, though.
Yeah, my kids were gutted when I got out.
Oh, never mind, Will. You should still be proud of how we played.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Jolene.
And so does Chris Mills.
What?
Just bought me a drink. Maybe he's not such a bad chap after all.
He's just rubbing your nose in it.
Yeah, Darrington will be gloating about this till next season.
No, you're right. I was only kidding.
Anyway, I'd better go. Nick will have my tea waiting.
Oh, cheers, Will.
Yeah, see ya.
Oh, well. What Chris Mills actually said was the last thing they'll ever do is allow women on their team.
What? Even though Jolene caught him off Anisha's bowling?
Don't be so cheeky.
He can think what he likes, but I still reckon it's the best decision we ever made.
So, no regrets then? Despite all the aggro?
None at all. And I'll tell you what, Rex, next season our men and women are going to be up there, challenging Darrington for that title.
Yeah, hold on, Harrison. You've forgotten something.
What's that?
Well, seeing as England's women are world champions, which is something the men still haven't managed, I think it's about time us Ambridge women had our own changing room. Don't you?
Yes. Yeah. All right, Jolene.
Yeah, because unless you get that sorted, I reckon you'll be missing half a team next year.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, I mean it.
No, Jolene's right. We really should sort it out.
Then I'm going to have to answer, because without the women, we'd be absolutely nowhere.
We? You included?
You bet. We're a team.
I heard you were doing a job for a farmer out in Haybury, Eddie.
No.
Mr. Ashington runs a big arable operation.
Ah, same name, different person, I think you'll find.
Ooh.
I'm doing a patio for the Ashingtons in Waterley Cross. They live in a bungalow. Lovely couple they are, too.
Do you think they could be related?
No idea. Why do you want to know?
I really need to build up my client list. I thought it might be a way into another big farm, that's all.
Oh, sorry, Josh. Can't help you.
Well, it was worth a try. Though, there is something else you might be able to help me with.
What's that?
You know the loader that got nicked from Brookfield last week?
Yes, I did hear something.
Well, I was thinking, it's the sort of thing that could easily go on your insurance, couldn't it? I mean, who's to know I didn't deliver it here?
You want us to claim for it on our insurance?
Well,
I'll tell you what, son. You're playing with fire if you think you can pull a stunt like that.
Yeah. No, I was only
That's
joking.
That's the sort of thing that could end up putting you inside.
What? Prison?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, it really was a joke.
Yeah, right. Actually, I've just thought of something that you might be interested in.
What's that?
They're having a used farm machinery sale at the market on Thursday.
Are they?
It sounds absolutely awful. Poor Pim.
How dreadful being kicked in the face by a cow.
But the doctors say everything's going to be all right.
Apart from cuts and bruising, we think so. Her face is such a mess, though, Lillian.
I really feel for her.
Still, I suppose it could have been worse.
Oh, don't say that, Justin. I'm sure Ruth's only just getting over the shock as it is.
No, you're right. She was lucky. But the fact it should never have happened in the first place is another matter.
Of course.
I told the farmer he's lucky we're not suing.
Well, perhaps you should.
Oh, it's not worth the hassle. If it had been more serious, then maybe. But...
Well, look, anyway, let's hope she makes a speedy recovery.
Yes, please send her our best wishes.
I will. I'm buying her some treats. She's very fond of Bridge Farm ice cream.
Oh, well, that sounds just the ticket.
Oh, how are preparations going for the wedding, by the way?
Oh, I'm not sure you should have mentioned that, Ruth.
No, it's fine. Though, to be perfectly honest, I had forgotten just how many things you have to think about.
You're having quite a big one, aren't you?
Yes, but, you know, whatever the size, you've still got to sort out the dress, the reception, the florist,
the list is endless.
Well, at least we know Ian's doing the catering.
Oh, I'm sure he'll do a great job.
Yeah, he will.
Anyway, I'd better get these things for Pip. I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye, Ruth.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Well, I thought you handled that inquiry very well.
How do you mean?
Well, I know how stressful you're finding it, thinking about all the arrangements.
Oh, it hasn't been too bad.
You know, it would be much easier to get a wedding planner to sort it all out.
Oh, heavens no. We can't have a complete stranger in charge of our wedding.
I'm only thinking about you, darling.
I know, and thank you, darling. But apart from anything, I don't see how anyone else can help decide whether to ask James to give me away or not.
No, that's true. Well, if you're happy making all the decisions, then that's fine by me.
Oh, well, I'm sure there are one or two things you can still help with. We wouldn't want to leave you out of it altogether, would we?
So you reckon there's a good selection of quad bikes up for sale?
That's what I heard. Some of them top quality, apparently.
Right. That could be very handy.
Were you thinking of going?
I don't know yet. It depends.
Yeah, I can get you a catalogue if you like. I'm in tomorrow.
That'd be great.
And I'm working next door on Thursday and all.
What would be really useful would be getting the inside track on all the best stuff.
I'll ask around.
If you wouldn't mind.
No problem. I expect there's other things I could help with if we came to some sort of agreement.
Maybe. Can I get back to you on that?
Yeah, okay. Don't take too long, though.
Don't worry. I won't.
I'll wait to hear from you.
Great. See you. Right, Rex. Let's see what you're up to.
Hi.
Hiya, it's me, Josh. Where are you?
Still in bed.
I've got a job for you.
Hold on. Oh, it was a bit of a late night.
Oh, yeah?
Celebrating the cricket.
We lost, didn't we?
Yeah, but it's so close. Right down to the last
Rex,
over.
Rex, this job I want you to do.
Oh, how's Pip, by the way? Might come and see her later.
Yeah, she's okay. But I've still got a cover for her, which is why I need you.
Oh, what do you want?
I want you to dig out our client list, then send an email to everyone on it, asking if they're interested in a quad bike upgrade.
Okay.
I need you to do it ASAP.
Right.
Come on, Rex. I'm trying to do some damage limitation here. You never know. It might pay off.
It's all right, Ruby. It's only me. Oh, I've got something for you, darling. My office told me these are the best florists in Borsetshire. They cover all the big society events, and I'm sure they'd be fine for us.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them. But Elizabeth's already recommended the people she uses, so I've said we'll go with them.
Oh, well, never mind.
Do you know, this man in Paxley is such a pain.
The neighbour at your new house?
It's his wretched right of way. He won't budge an inch.
Oh, dear.
I've tried reasoning with him, but he's just not interested.
Oh. You sent him the original plans?
Yeah, but he insists they're wrong.
I don't see he's got a leg to stand on.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But he's threatening to take it to court. Mm. It's the last thing I need with our wedding coming up.
Well, perhaps I can help.
How?
I could get my legal team to take a look.
Oh, at a price?
Oh, no. Their services would be gratis.
Really?
Of course. It's on me.
Oh, darling, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Shall I take the folder?
Yeah. All right. I think everything they need should be in there.
Well, I'll put them straight onto it. Then I'll let you know how they get on.
Right.
They can always call you if necessary.
Shush, Ruby. It's only Daddy's phone.
Oh, I need to check this.
Be quiet, Ruby.
I'd better go outside. Can you hold on a second? I hope this is important. You could hardly have chosen a worse moment.
What have you got for me, Rex?
Two positive responses so far.
Oh, that's not bad for a couple of hours.
One's a farmer in Churcham.
Okay.
And the other's Adam Macy.
Oh, right. That sounds good.
What do you want me to do next?
Get back to the guy in Churchham. Ask him for full details of the machine he wants to trade in.
Right.
And what he's looking for with the upgrade.
What about Adam?
No, I'll talk to him myself. And I think I'll give Eddie a ring too.
Thank you, Ruby. Hello, darling. There's coffee in the pot, or would you prefer a gin?
Oh, I think it's a little early for me, but I've got some good news about the right-of-way.
Oh, have they looked at it?
Oh, yes, and they're certain it can be resolved in your favour.
Oh, darling, that's wonderful.
Yes, and there's no need for the courts to get involved either.
Oh, marvellous.
Our new chap, Edwin, will get in touch tomorrow to talk you through it.
Well, I look forward to it.
But you know what, darling? All this has got me thinking.
Yeah?
I don't see why we can't get Tamara to help Amside in other ways, too.
Well, what ways?
Access to all our contacts, our accountancy services, ongoing legal advice, that sort of thing.
Mm. Well, yeah, that does sound good.
If you came in under our umbrella, you'd get all those and more.
You don't mean a takeover, do you?
Oh, goodness me, no. Amside will still be your company, Lillian.
Oh, good, because, you know, my independence is very important to me.
No, I perfectly understand. All it would mean is that Amside would become part of the Damara Capital Group with access to all the perks that entails.
Hmm.
If you think about it, we'd simply be combining our resources, becoming stronger together.
I must say it's come a little out of the blue.
Well, no, of course. It's really just an idea at this stage.
Well, if you don't mind, darling, I'd like some time to think about it.
Absolutely. There's no rush. Oh. Any progress with the wedding plans?
No, I'm taking a break.
Very sensible. by the way, that call I had earlier.
Yeah?
It's one of our operations in Scotland. They've got a bit of a problem.
What sort of problem?
Oh, one of those things which, if we don't sort it, will simply become a whole lot worse.
So?
So, unfortunately, I'll have to go up there myself.
Oh, do you have to?
I'm afraid so. It should only be one night, or two at most.
Not this week, though. Remember, we're going to the exhibition on Wednesday, and then Kate and Alice's birthday is on Friday.
Don't worry, I haven't forgotten.
Only last time I mentioned Bridget Riley's work, you thought you might be doing something else, despite the fact it's been in the diary for weeks.
No, it's fine. And there's that networking event on Friday as well, if you're still coming.
Can't wait.
Fibber. So, I won't be going up until Sunday.
Oh, does it have to be Sunday?
Yes, unfortunately. Oh, is this the new Borsetshire Life?
Yeah, I was going to show you.
Is that who I think it is?
It certainly is. Brian, all dressed up as the town crier.
Oh, isn't that splendid?
It's his very first front cover. And doesn't he look gorgeous?
By the way, I got that farmer's details.
Oh, yeah?
Seems really keen.
Brilliant.
How'd it go with Adam?
Yeah, he's cool with it. Has anyone else come back saying they want one?
Not yet.
Damn.
But I'm still waiting for replies.
I could really do with a couple more, at least.
You know, what I don't understand is why you want to buy these bikes when you haven't even paid the guy for the loader yet.
No. Looks a bit mad, doesn't it? I don't want to tempt fate, though. Leave it with me.
What if it doesn't work? Whatever it is.
No, I'm not thinking about that. The main thing now is to get the details of the trade-ins up on the website.
Okay.
And I want you to send round another email tomorrow, chasing up the ones who haven't replied.
Can do. Anything else?
No, not at the moment.
Hi, Ruth. How's Pip doing?
Oh, she's okay. She's still off work. I think it'll take her a bit of time to get her confidence back.
Well, do you think it'll be all right if I went in and said hello?
I'm afraid you're too late. I've just dropped her back at Lower Loxley.
Oh, well, never mind. Perhaps I'll ring her instead.
I'm sure she'd like that.
Anyway, I'd better go and update the website before my taxi shift starts.
Thanks, Rex.
See you later.
I thought Pip was staying here for the rest of the week.
So did I, but she said all her stuff's there, so she was determined to go.
I suppose you can't blame her. I mean, Lower Loxley, it's a no-brainer.
I don't think she'll be back at work again till the weekend at the earliest.
You don't think there's any chance she'll be back by Thursday?
I doubt it. You know what she's been through, Josh.
No, I understand.
So, for the next few days, it's all hands to the pump and no off-farm work.
Right.
You haven't got anything planned, had you?
Well, no. It's okay. I won't let the side down. I promise.
By the way, Ian, did I mention I might be getting a new quad bike?
No.
Well, an upgrade at any rate.
What do you need, Will?
Oh, I think it's about time. Josh has found a couple of decent-looking replacements. Both used, but a lot better than my old thing.
Good. Now, I was thinking I might pop into Grey Gables later.
It's your day off.
Yeah, I know, but Joey's first day in charge of the restaurant wasn't great.
Ah, so Tash has started at least, says Rose.
Very busy, apparently. The official opening's still a couple of months away, but she's setting everything up, hiring, etc. I never once had to check up on her.
I think you should just leave Joey to it.
That could be a complete disaster for a start. Most of the staff can't stand him.
You don't have to be liked to be a good boss.
It's not just that, though, Adam.
No, seriously, do something else. Forget about Joey for the next couple of days.
That's easier said than done.
You can sort it out when you get back.
Yeah, maybe. At least I'm seeing Helen for coffee first.
Oh, good. Give her my love, won't you?
Oh, well, we'll probably end up talking about the surrogacy.
You don't have to, you know.
No, well, I mean, at least Helen understands after her experience with Henry.
Yeah, but even so.
It doesn't get any easier, though, does it?
What?
It's the idea of trusting a complete stranger to have her baby.
No, but I don't think we've got any alternative. And the last thing we want is another Mads. Mm,
God, no, I know.
And unless we're 100% certain...
Maybe we should get back in touch with Victoria. You know, the woman from the party. We both liked her, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, but she's 4 months pregnant.
I know, but there was her friend that she brought with her, the one you said was flaky.
She was nice, it's just...
I liked her.
We're not just letting anyone do this, Ian. Look at what happened with Mads, and she was your best friend. We've got to make sure whoever we choose is the right person.
You looking forward to Kate and Alice's joint birthday party?
No, is it Alice's birthday as well? I'd almost forgotten.
Has Kate rather taken over?
Just a touch. She's taken over our whole lives, in fact, with this current mania for tidying up and giving stuff away.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You know, Helen, she even tried to give away my golf clubs the other day.
Sorry, Brian. I didn't realise it was that bad.
Oh, yes, nothing sacred. Or where it's supposed to be.
That must be very frustrating.
Well, that's not the end of it, either.
No?
No. The latest pronouncement is that seeing as it's Kate's 40th, rather than giving her presents, we're all supposed to give her the gift of our honest opinion.
How does that work?
Heaven knows. I think she wants us to say something nice first and then something critical she can work on.
Constructive criticism?
Something like that.
Well, that could be interesting.
That's one way of putting it. But we have managed to get round the no present rule.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
Afraid I can't tell you. But it should be a lovely surprise for everyone.
Sounds intriguing.
Now, I came in here to get some cheese for Jenny.
Sorry, Brian, I'm not actually working. I'm supposed to be meeting Ian.
Oh.
But I'll get Anya to come and serve you.
Thanks.
Oh, by the way, I love your picture.
Don't even go there.
No, it's not that I don't trust Joey. No, well... I don't, actually.
Can't say I remember him.
It's like you're just waiting for the next bad thing to happen.
That doesn't sound very good. Well,
Adam thinks I should leave it alone, but I think I'll go in anyway.
If you feel you have to.
I'm sorry to bore you with this, Pat.
No, it's okay.
Well, how are things going here?
Oh, well, we're pretty hectic. We're lifting potatoes this week.
Right.
And Johnny's doing 3 days at home farm now, so Tony's having to fill in for him.
Yeah, well, I bet that's keeping him busy.
Oh, yes, it is. Tom's running round frantically making sure everything else is covered.
Oh, look who it is.
Here we are, Jack. Look, it's Granny. And Uncle Ian.
Hello, Jack. How are you today?
Oh, don't be shy.
It's not like you, Jack.
What, has the cat got your tongue? Oh, sorry. That is a strange thing to say.
It is when you think about it.
Anyway, he's all cleaned up and ready for you.
Oh, thanks, Helen. Right. Shall we go and see what's going on in the shop? Right, I'll take that as a yes. Well, we'll see you later.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Bye-bye.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's so adorable, isn't he?
Most of the time, yes.
Oh, Pat made us a cuppa.
Oh, I thought we might go to the tea room.
Well, yeah, we can if you like.
No, might as well drink it, seeing as it's here.
Okay.
So, how are you and Adam?
Yeah, we're fine. Oh, he sends his love, by the way.
Oh, that's nice. Any more news on the surrogacy after the party?
No, not really. We've been talking about it more or less non-stop.
Oh, sorry. Do you want to talk about something else?
No, it's okay. I can't think of anyone better to discuss it with. Seeing as it was your brilliant idea in the first place.
Oh, it was only a suggestion.
I don't think I'd have dared mention it to Adam otherwise.
It's just, I knew you really wanted a child of your own.
Well, yeah.
And it's definitely the best decision I ever made with Henry.
You know, I still can't help thinking, though, am I pushing Adam into something he doesn't really want?
Oh, no. No, I'm sure he does. He wouldn't have let it get this far otherwise.
Yeah, I suppose not. But then I also keep thinking about what happened with Mads.
Oh, that was awful.
I mean, there's no way I want to go through that again.
So do you think it'll be better with someone you don't know?
Well, that's the theory. But then again, the idea of putting all our faith in a complete stranger, that's not exactly great either.
You know, Ian, I'm just wondering, if it's so hard finding the right person, perhaps there's another solution with someone you know.
But honestly, we've thought of everybody. It's such a big thing, asking somebody to carry your child.
Yes, I know. But what about me?
No, Helen, no, we couldn't possibly. I mean, God, that's an amazing offer, but, well, like, we just couldn't.
Why not?
Well, because of everything you've been through.
But it's got nothing to do with that. Though I have to admit, I'm not sure I'd want to provide the egg. But I could host a donor egg.
Really?
Well, I'm not saying I'll definitely do it, but I'll certainly think about it seriously.
It's Kate's version of a midlife crisis.
Yeah, very probably. Has she tried giving away anything of yours?
Fortunately not, seeing as I don't keep anything at home farm.
Lucky you. What really worries me is she's too calm.
Let's just hope it's not the prelude to a massive meltdown.
Yeah, quiet. At least her friends won't be trashing the house on Friday.
No. It's a yurts that'll suffer, if anything. What do you think about the stag on the end?
Possibly.
Have you worked out what you're going to say to Kate?
Well, more or less.
I can't think of anything worse. I'd hate it.
Alice thinks it's a lovely idea, being honest about her sister.
Didn't we used to call that bickering?
Well, whatever we all say, I think we're going to have to be incredibly careful, or the evening could end very badly.
Right. I'm going to go for that one.
Not the one on the end?
No, I think this one's got less to offer.
Yeah, you're probably right. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Sorry. Oh, it's Ian.
He should know better. Oh, it's all right, still on our sides.
Oh, you idiot!
What?
Not you, Ian. Oh, apparently Helen's offered to be our surrogate.
Why on earth would she do that?
You won't tell anyone, will you?
I can assure you, Adam, no danger of that.
Thanks. Okay. Right.
Direct hit, nice and clean.
I'm sorry, Brian. I'm going to have to go and talk to Ian.
What, now?
Yes.
Well, only after we've dealt with this carcass. Come on.
Ian seemed rather preoccupied when I saw him leaving.
There's a reason for that.
Oh?
I told him I'd think about becoming a surrogate for their baby.
You did what?
They really don't want it to be a stranger, but they can't think of anyone else who'd be right.
That doesn't mean it has to be you, though.
I know.
Did Ian ask you to?
No, I suggested it.
Surely you haven't forgotten how hard it was carrying Jack?
That was only because of Rob, Mum. This would be completely different.
You don't know that.
And besides, I was fine with Henry.
Until you got preeclampsia.
Why are you being so negative, Mum?
You know Helen would be perfect.
In an ideal world, maybe, but this is the real world, Ian.
Yeah, I know that.
I can't believe you asked her after everything we said.
I didn't ask her.
It was her idea.
What?
And you just agreed. She'd be perfect.
You know I didn't mean it like that.
No, okay, but think about it.
I don't need to. It's a terrible idea.
Why would we turn her down, though, when she's making an offer like this?
Do you really want me to explain? You know how fragile Helen's been.
When Rob was around, yes, but he's long gone.
I think it's crazy to get our hopes up.
Look, she hasn't definitely said she will yet.
Well, if she hasn't, then I think we should go round and talk her out of it.
No, Adam, we need to give her the space to make up her own mind.
Really?
But if she does decide to go ahead, then I'll be with her every step of the way, supporting her.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Come on, Adam. She's by far our best bet.
You think?
Yes.
This is all going to go wrong, Ian. Trust me.
I'm sorry, Helen, but have you really thought this through?
I'm trying to.
Just imagine what it would be like, having to give up a baby you've given birth to, even to people you love, like Ian and Adam.
But that's the whole point, Mum. It's for them, not me.
Don't you remember how terrible it was when you thought there was a real chance of losing Henry and Jack?
Of course I do. It was my worst nightmare.
Exactly.
But this wouldn't be the same. Ian's not Rob for a start.
No, of course he's not. But I'd still think very carefully about what it is you actually want out of this.
I am doing.
You must consider what's best for you, Helen, not what's best for Ian, no matter how much you want to help him.
Please, Mum.
All I'm saying is, you have to put yourself and your own health first.
Yes, but it's my decision.
I know that,
and
Helen.
I really don't want you or anyone else telling me what to do.
No, I perfectly understand.
I've been given a choice here. And that's something I value now more than ever. I understand your concerns, I really do, but I'm the one in control here.
But would you be, though? It would be their child.
Exactly. A chance to do something wonderful for people I love. And why wouldn't I think about that?
Well, okay. I see what you mean.
So, whatever decision I make, it's up to me and no one else. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
What time did you get in last night?
After 2, and I'm due at the tea room in half an hour.
That's crazy, Em.
Hey, don't eat all the tomatoes. They're supposed to be for the sandwiches.
I'm sorry.
And I'll make your birthday cake when I get back tonight.
Well, don't worry if you're too tired. Always buy one.
No, I want to. I'm not buying one.
Okay.
Oh, the kids are really looking forward to tomorrow.
I don't know why. It's just another birthday.
Why are you being so grumpy about it?
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Well, maybe it's because I saw Tom earlier.
Oh, yeah? Stop begging, Holly. No, you're not having any.
Yeah, he says they're really up against it this week.
Why's that?
Well, it's the potato harvest. They haven't got Johnny because he's working at home farm.
Oh, right. Hey, I said no, Holly. Go and lie down in your basket. Go on.
They've got some ploughing that needs doing for a reseed before the end of the week.
And who wants you to do it?
Yeah, it'll be a couple of days' work.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Well, I told him I'd check my work diary, see if I'm available.
But you've hardly got anything this week, apart from those couple of errands at the market tomorrow with your dad.
Yeah, I know.
What is the problem?
I just don't see why I should dig them out of a hole that's their own fault.
What?
Look, the only reason they're short is because Johnny took that job with Adam.
The one you reckon you should have had?
Yeah, the one I never even knew about until it had gone.
Ed.
Then as soon as Tom clicks his fingers, he thinks that I'm just going to drop everything and come running.
But that's how being a contractor works. You know that.
Yeah, I know. But it'd be nice if it worked the other way round too. They showed me a bit of loyalty as well.
Look, it's not Tom's fault that Johnny took that job.
But it's still me that ends up being squeezed out, though. And Bridge Farm that benefits.
Oh, but it's affected our mums too. They got to pick veg in the polytunnels now because of Johnny.
Yeah, but that's different. They work for Bridge Farm anyway.
They still had no choice.
Oh, but this just feels like I'm being taken for granted, though.
Darling, I can see where you're coming from, but in the end, we all have to take whatever work comes our way, don't we?
I really don't want to do it, though.
Ed, we can't afford you turning it down.
It's only one job.
But you've already told Adam how unhappy you were about Johnny. If you turn down Tom as well, who else is there in the village?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
There's been no work at Brookfield for ages, and who knows when that's going to change.
Well, yeah, that's another thing.
If you start turning down jobs like this, they'll look elsewhere in the future, won't they? And then what are we going to do?
Any road. I'm going to go and check up on the Texels. At least they're one part of my life I actually have a say in.
You can see a real sea change in her work.
Yes, I suppose so.
After those lovely early nudes and the other sketches, and then the pointillist influence of Seurat.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And then suddenly, here we are. She's discovered op art. You can see the influence of her career in advertising. Mm,
I have a vague memory, Lillian. Wasn't there a bit of a fad once for all these black and white shapes?
Yeah, that's right, there was.
Though for the life of me, I never really understood why. Oh,
listen to this, Justin. Riley's challenge to notions of the mind-body duality captured the essence of the swinging 60s in a way that... Justin, where have you gone?
Should have seen the sheep with this saggy old balloon. It was stuck on a thistle in the middle of them.
It does sound funny.
Yeah, you'd think they were going to play five a side or something.
Did you get back to Tom about that ploughing job?
Yeah, don't worry. I said I'd do it on Friday.
Good.
Made up an excuse about another job falling through.
It's definitely the right decision, Ed.
I suppose so. But I really reckon that we could do something with the Texels.
It'll be ages before they make any money, if ever.
But at least it's my own business.
I know that, Ed, but we've got to be realistic.
I am being. They've got real potential.
Potential isn't cash in the bank, though, is it?
It will be. One day.
Okay. Hey.
Well, because that's how it works. You've got to be patient, improve your breeding stock over time.
How much time, though? You've had them over a year now.
A year's nothing. No, I need this, Emma. It's the only thing that still makes me feel like I'm a real farmer.
I know, love.
I don't want to always be someone else's lackey.
You just got to keep your feet on the ground, that's all. Thanks. No. Bye then.
I am.
Look, I'm sorry. I better go and clear those up.
Yeah, okay.
But we'll carry on with this later, yeah? Are you all right, Helen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks.
And you've been sitting there on your own for ages.
Yeah, I know. Just thinking.
Sorry if I interrupted you.
No. Oh, no, it's okay. Oh, it's gone cold.
Shall I get you another one?
Oh, if you don't mind, thanks.
I don't suppose there's anything I can help with.
Sorry?
You know, whatever you're thinking about.
No, thanks, Emma. It's, just one of those tricky situations. Trying to decide what's the right thing to do.
Oh, right.
You know when you really want to help someone, but when the chance comes along, you think, actually, this may not be a good thing for me.
It does sound tricky.
Yeah. Basically, I've just got to think what works best for everyone without hurting anyone too much.
Well, obviously, I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
No.
But if it was me, I think, well... No matter how much you want to help someone, if it's going to hurt you in the process, then I'm sorry, but you've got to do what's right for you.
Mm.
And if they're a good friend, I'm sure they'll understand.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Emma.
I haven't really said anything.
No, no, you have.
Anyway, I better go and get that coffee. I thought you were heading off.
Yeah, well, in a minute. Is Helen okay?
Oh, yeah, she's just got a lot on her mind.
So anyway, look, about the Texels.
You really do want to keep going with them, don't you?
Yeah, I do, Em. I still reckon there's a more than decent chance of scoring some real money one day. Maybe even breeding a champion.
Well, I hope you're right, Ed. I really do. Oh, Ian. You going out?
Yeah. I thought I'd go and see how they're getting on in the restaurant.
Oh, right.
Yeah, apparently it wasn't good with Joey yesterday either.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and Kathy was saying Roy's not on top of his game. He's obviously missing Lexi.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, plus I thought I'd make a better job of Kate and Alice's birthday cakes.
Actually,
if I did
Ian, would it be all right if we went inside to talk?
Can we just slow down a bit?
Oh, sorry, darling.
If we rush through, we can't really appreciate them.
No, of course. Sorry.
Now, what do you think of this painting?
Well, it is rather bold, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think her use of colour's very striking, especially when you think back to all the black and white before.
Yes, I see what you mean.
And I love the way she plays tricks on our eyes.
Do you?
Yeah. Really makes you think about how we see the world.
Yes. Well, actually, I have to say they make me feel a little queasy.
Oh, Justin, I wish you could just enjoy it a bit more.
I'm sorry, Lillian, but it's just not really my bag.
And you think this wretched networking event on Friday is going to be my bag?
Look, let's try not to fight.
Sorry. I haven't told you about my trip to the travel agents yet, have I?
No, you haven't.
Well, I've been doing a bit of research for our honeymoon.
Ah. Now, I tell you somewhere I've always fancied. Mexico.
Well, that is a possibility. But the place that really leapt out at me was Rajasthan.
India?
I've been wanting to go ever since I first saw pictures of the Taj Mahal.
Oh, yes.
Such a tragic story, isn't it, though? You know, how the emperor's wife died in childbirth and he was so distraught he had it built for her as a mausoleum.
Which is very impressive.
Well, it's stunning. But, I mean, there are loads of other places to see as well.
Are there?
Yes. It's got so much history and culture. Plus, of course, December will be the perfect time to go.
But isn't it rather unsafe?
Actually, you'd be surprised. It's rated one of the safest areas to visit.
Oh, I'm sure I've heard the begging's a nightmare.
Well, I hardly think that'll be a problem.
And what if we end up with food poisoning? You hear some terrible stories.
It's not as if we'd be going backpacking and staying in hostels, Justin.
No, I suppose if we're staying in five-star hotels and taking guided tours in private vehicles, it might be feasible.
Well, we don't want to spend all our time in a bubble. Otherwise, what's the point in going?
Oh, Lillian, I don't want to rain on your parade.
Really?
I think we should sit down together and discuss this properly. It could be India or Mexico or somewhere else entirely. Who knows?
Yes, all right.
So long as we both agree in the end, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I suppose.
Ian, I'm so sorry, but I just don't think I can go through with it.
Right.
I so wanted to, for you and for Adam.
No, it's okay. I understand.
I know how much it means to you.
Look, honestly, Helen, you don't have to explain.
It's been going round and round in my head all last night and today.
Yeah, it was always a long shot.
No, it wasn't. I promise. But in the end, it was the thought of what it might do to Henry.
Yeah. Of course.
He's already been through so many things in his life, things he should never have had to go through. There's nothing I can do about that now, though.
No.
But I can't let him see me have another baby and then give it away. Even to you and Adam.
No, look, you're absolutely right.
Not after he saw Jack snatched away.
I should never have put you through this, Helen.
No. It was me who suggested
it. I know, but... Well, it's not as if I haven't been down this path before with Mads.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and look how that turned out. It nearly destroyed everything.
But that is not going to happen to us.
What? No way. It was bad enough nearly losing you because of Rob.
I know.
I couldn't bear for that to happen again.
But it won't.
It'd be too much.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You've got nothing to apologise for. I know why you suggested it, Helen. It was a generous thought.
Thank you, Ian, for being so understanding.
Look, you're the best friend I could ever have.
And you're mine too. So, what will you do now?
Oh, we'll keep looking. I mean, we've hardly started yet.
Well, I hope you find someone really, really amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. And when we do, I guarantee you'll be the first to know.
Thank you.
And... that you'll be a very important part of her new family.
Oh, I can't wait. I just hope it happens for you soon.
It will. Look, just remember, you've got nothing to feel bad or guilty about.
I really do wish I could help you.
You do help me. Every day. Just by being here. That's why I love you.
Stop it. Come here. Oh, I love you too.
Pip just called.
Did she?
She's thinking about coming back to work tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be good.
Well, your mum and I think it's too soon.
If she thinks she's up to it.
I'm not sure she really does. despite what she's saying. Anyway, we'll see.
Dad, you know this machinery sale that's on at the market?
Oh, yeah?
If I'm going, I really ought to get off now.
Right. So I'll repair the security light by myself then, shall I?
Dad.
What does your mum say?
She said with all the extra work I've done this week, it should be okay.
Oh. It's true, you have worked hard. And we appreciate it.
I'll be back by 2 at the latest. Then I'll do the plate metering and the milking too, if you like.
Well, you have to talk to your mum about that.
So, is it okay if I go now?
So long as you're back by 2.
I will be, I promise.
Oh, Josh said he'd be here so we can talk through the bikes.
What's his plan?
All I know is he wants to buy 3 or 4 of them.
Then make a shed load of money selling them on.
Yeah, probably.
It always seems to happen for some people.
He lost a lot of money on that loader last week, though.
That's true.
But I know what you mean, son.
I've been talking to Emma about pushing on with the tech source.
Oh, yeah?
I know she thinks they're a waste of time, really.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, she does.
All you need's a lucky break with a couple of the lambs. Then you could be really cornering it.
Well, that's what I said, but I don't think she's got much faith.
Or if you can find a way of swinging the odds in your favour, even better.
Yeah, maybe.
I didn't know you were going to be here, Ed.
Oh, yeah. Dad got me a couple of hours' work.
Anyway, Eddie, we're on.
Oh, good.
And I better get off.
Hey, okay, see you later.
Yeah, have fun.
Listen, I really appreciate this, Eddie, and I'll make it up to you. A few pints or...
Yeah, I think I deserve more than a few pints for this one, lad.
Yeah, of course. Well, we'll sort something out.
We will that. Now, good news.
What?
I've been and had a look at the bikes, and I reckon it's even better than we thought.
Brilliant. Can we have a look now?
That's exactly what I was going to suggest. Come on, then.
Ideally, I'm looking at 4 or even 5 bikes.
Oh, blimey, that'll set you back.
5 might be pushing it, but I really want 4, if I can get them.
Right, you tell me the ones you're definitely interested in, and then I'll make some inquiries. They start here.
Okay.
But before you start looking, I reckon there's one in particular you'll die for.
Where's that?
Follow me. Okay, it's 2 years old with switchable 2- and 4-wheel drive, a 5-speed box, an automatic clutch.
This one?
What do you think?
Oh, it looks fantastic, Eddie. That's definitely going top of the list.
Hello.
Toby, why didn't you tell me you were coming?
I wanted to surprise you. Look. Grapes and chocolate for the invalid.
Thanks, but I'm not in hospital.
Now, if you were, this would be a very swanky private one.
I don't want you seeing me like this. I look terrible.
No, you don't.
I do.
Well, okay, but only a bit, though. I would have come earlier, but I've been to another one of those artisan fairs.
Oh, is the gym going well?
Yes, your investment's still looking sound.
Well, that's something.
So... You were kicked in the face by a cow?
You don't have to remind me.
Sorry. Honestly, it doesn't look as bad as I thought it would.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, don't turn away.
I'd have covered it up if I'd known you were coming.
Pip, you don't have to make an effort for me.
Oh, you're just saying that.
I think I've always taken you as you are, haven't I?
Yeah, you have.
And besides, I'm hardly in a position to criticise, not after what Kitty did to my eyebrows.
That's true.
Look at them now, though.
Huh? Yes, right.
Yeah, have you ever seen anything more thick and lustrous?
No.
Gorgeous, aren't they?
Oh, no, please. Ow, ow, stop making me laugh. It hurts.
But these guys I was talking to really know their stuff about Texels, Em.
Do they?
Yeah, and they were saying if you invest in AI using a top RAM, you stand a much better chance of getting top dollar back.
We've already talked about this.
Yeah, I know, but they reckon it's almost guaranteed.
Oh, they would say that, though, wouldn't they?
Honest, Emma, it's true. I know you've got your doubts, but you've got to trust me on this, OK?
I don't know, Ed.
But seriously, if this doesn't work, then I promise I'll give them up.
What's involved, then?
Look, all we have to do is choose our best 6 ewes to inseminate.
And how much would that cost?
600 or 700, which isn't that much.
Are you out of your mind, Ed? Where are we going to get money like that?
Well, there's that legacy money from Caroline.
No way. You are not using it for
that. Have you seen Josh, Edward?
Now, Dad. Please, Em. I know it's a lot.
We're saving that money for the house, Ed. Ed. Yeah, you know that.
I know that's what we said, but this is the sort of thing... Emma? Emma? Oh, I don't believe it. The battery's gone.
Odd look, son.
I really need to talk to her.
I'm supposed to be meeting Josh.
Oh, he's gone to the toilet. He'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Are you staying on for the sale? See how we do.
I'm sorry, Dad. I can't. I've got to go.
Yeah, we're still having your birthday tea later, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Oh, here he is.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Eddie.
Oh, that's okay.
Where's Ed?
Oh, we had to go. Any road. I've been chatting to the auctioneer.
Right.
They know quite a few of the sellers, including most of the ones we like the look of.
What do they say?
It's all good. Steady, reliable owners. And the bikes have been well looked after.
Oh, great.
I've got the lot numbers and all. Here you go.
Ah, most of them are early on.
Well, they like to start with quality.
Any idea if there's much competition?
Sorry, I can't help you with that.
No, well, I'll just have to hope there isn't.
If there is, I can always try and put them off.
Thank you for helping, Eddie. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Would it be okay if I paid you next week, once the funds have cleared?
Okay. At least I know where you live if you try to diddle me.
By the way, did you get an estimate on that 2015 model?
Oh, yeah. They reckon 4.5 to 5 grand.
Oh, that should be okay. I think I know who'll be interested in that one.
Who's that?
Adam.
Yeah, well, it's a drop in the ocean for Home Farm.
But I've still got to get it first. I'll call him now.
If you don't mind me asking, how much would you charge him for it?
Sorry, Eddie. That's a trade secret.
Oh, and I promise I won't tell anyone.
All right, well, with commission, I reckon about 6 grand.
That ain't too shabby.
But I need the other ones as well.
I should be doing what you're doing.
Maybe. But it's not always as straightforward as it looks.
And, talking of commission.
Don't want to spend the rest of my life being a slave to other people.
That is what we do, Ed.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have to be. I mean, look at Josh. He only set up his business 6 months ago. He's doing amazing.
Yeah, he's Josh. He's got the whole of Brookfield behind him. It's different for us.
But when are we ever going to have money like this again?
Don't you want us to have an house of our own one day?
Of course I do.
That money is for investing in our future.
This would be investing in our future.
Those blokes at the market must have really sold it to you.
No, they didn't. But they do know what they're talking about.
So you say.
But honestly, Em, we stand a million times better chance of getting a champion round this way. And now's the best time.
We haven't got the money now. So, how can you?
Well, I was thinking that maybe we could use some of what we've already saved for the deposit.
No, Ed, you can't.
I'd pay it straight back from Caroline's money when it comes through.
No, why?
I know it's a big ask, but if I don't do this, well, I just don't know what the point is.
Oh, don't say that, Ed.
Even if we do end up with our own house, I need something else as well.
Oh, I know what you mean. We've all got to have something to aim for, haven't we?
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, look. You reckon inseminating 6 ewes would cost 600 to 700, right?
Yeah, more or less.
I still think that's too much. What's half?
What do you mean?
3 ewes. Is that half the cost?
Yeah, I suppose it would be.
Well, I reckon we could probably stretch to that.
What, you mean it?
Well, you better get on with it before I change my mind.
Oh, Em, you're a star!
Can you watch out for the cake?
Sorry.
Happy birthday.
Look, this front cover of Brian is fantastic.
I know. Rex was saying they've had to order in extra copies at the shop.
Well, I'm not surprised. Yeah.
And Jazza told me they've stuck it up on their fridge.
What, to throw things at it?
Probably. Yeah. Hey, is that the charm bracelet I got you?
Yeah, it is.
I'm glad you've kept it. I wasn't sure you really liked it.
No, of course I do. Look, pass it here.
Oh, give me a hand. It looks lovely. So, when do you start back at Brookfield?
I said I might go back tomorrow, or maybe Saturday.
You'll be all right tomorrow, won't you?
I don't know. I feel weirdly nervous about it.
Can't think why. You're the best farmer I know.
Then you don't know many farmers.
Honestly, Pip, I'm not talking BS for once.
No, I just keep wondering what the next disaster will be.
No, you can't let random incidents like this put you off.
Well, that's easier said than done. Well, especially after the IBR as well.
Pip, you should have a bit more faith in yourself. I mean it. You've taken a knock, that's all.
But literally.
Yeah, but things will get better for you. Honestly, they will.
You reckon?
Yeah. Of course they will.
It was amazing.
I'm glad it went well, Josh.
It didn't just go well, Dad. I bought 4 quad bikes.
What?
Before you say anything, it's okay. I'm already making money on the trade-ins.
Are you now?
Yes. And when Adam and the other farmers pay me for these bikes, there'll be the markups on those too.
Yeah, that's all very well, Josh.
And it'll be more than enough to cover what I owe the loader guy.
Josh, listen to me. Your loader guy called here earlier.
What? Actually here?
He couldn't get through to you, so he called our number instead. And he wasn't very happy.
Oh, Dad, I'm really sorry about that. That shouldn't have happened.
No, it shouldn't. And you need to pay him now.
I promise, I will. But you didn't tell him about it being nicked, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But do you really think that this is the right way to run a business?
It's worked so far.
Only by the skin of your teeth.
It's not that bad.
Yes, Josh, it is. You haven't learned your lesson at all, have you?
How do you mean?
You're spending all this money before you've actually got it.
Loads of businesses do that.
Well, maybe they do, but just because you've got away with it this time, don't think you'll always be so lucky, because you won't.
No. Okay, Dad, I get the message.
Do you?
Yes. And I promise I won't let it happen again.
I've told Roy he's got to book a flight and go and see Lexi.
She's only been gone a week.
He's completely devastated. They've been texting each other non-stop.
Oh, I thought it was just a holiday romance.
No, it's much more than that.
Didn't she have to go back because her aunt had an accident?
Yeah, but they've got someone else to look after her now, so her mum's free to help with the kids and Lexi started looking for work again.
That's 10 minutes more for the canapé and the flans. How's the salad coming on?
It's fine.
Is that another bag you're putting out for charity?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing in there like your grandfather's tankard.
The one that just sat on a shelf for years.
The one you were going to give away the other day.
Most of the stuff in there is mine.
Nevertheless, I would like to check before anything else disappears.
Honestly, it's just stuff nobody uses anymore.
Oh, you can't give this away.
It's just a book.
Oh, no. No, it's Linda's copy of Oscar and Lucinda. Oh, she must have left it here after we were talking about it last night.
Well, I didn't know.
You definitely can't have this. It's one of my favourite pieces.
Really? Can you honestly say it sparks joy in you?
Yes. Yes, it does. Kate, I appreciate you have great faith in your household guru.
Oh, she's so much more than that.
But I personally prefer William Morris. Have nothing in your houses that you do not know to be useful or believe to be beautiful.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Ian, you're here.
Well, I wouldn't miss your birthday party now, would I?
Oh, don't forget Alice's too.
Hi, Jennifer. Don't worry, Kate. I've made cakes for the both of you.
Ooh. Oh, thank you, Ian.
I see the drumming started already.
Oh, well, that means Murdo's here. I must go and see him.
You haven't finished the salad.
Well, I'll finish it if you like.
No, Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Oh, that girl.
Right, let's get started.
I don't know what I'd do without you.
Well, do you not need to go and set up the big surprise?
Yes.
Don't worry, I won't ask what it is.
No, that will spoil it. By the way, I heard about what happened with Helen.
Did Adam tell you?
Yes, and Brian knows too, but I swear we haven't told anybody else.
No, well, it was silly of us to get our hopes up, really.
And he said, oh, very nice. Now, where do you want me to hang the blind?
Nah.
Excuse me. What
the hell do you think you're doing, darling?
Justin, I'm having a bit of fun.
No, you're making an exhibition of yourself.
This function's so stuffy, though.
What's more, you've upset Anton Smalling.
Ooh, was he the one with the ghastly tie?
His club tie, yes.
Well, all I said was it looked like he's...
You simply can't do that, Lillian. Not to someone as influential as Anton. Do you want to go home?
No, we're going to the birthday party, remember?
Oh,
but if you've finished here, why don't we go now?
Oh, that wretched drumming is driving me mad.
Oh, the music's awful too.
Then why didn't you change it, Alice? It's your party too, remember?
No, I'll leave it for now. We don't want to upset Kate too early, do we?
Before we make our speeches.
Oh, exactly. Oh, talk of the devil.
Do you know where Mum is?
No idea.
I'm sure she'll be back soon.
Has she gone somewhere?
Not that I know of.
Dad, you're such a bad liar.
Okay, everybody, I've got the vol-au-vents and canapés here.
You're supposed to be our guest, Ian, not a waiter.
Oh, I don't mind.
Well, you should, but these do look delicious. They are vegan, aren't they?
Yeah, the canapés are. Mm. Oh, here's your mother.
Mum, where have you been?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Kate. And I know you said you didn't want any presents.
No, I don't.
But I thought you might make an exception for this one.
Oh, my God. Nolly!
Hi, Mum.
Wow.
Well done, Jenny.
What are you doing here?
Happy birthday for tomorrow.
I can't believe this. Oh, my gosh, come here. Oh, my darling girl, how did you get here?
I swam.
Was this you, Mum?
Well, I thought you'd like it. It's been too long. I
can't believe it. Thank you. Oh, look at you all grown up. Oh, give me another hug.
Oh, Mum.
You can't beat a family reunion, can you?
And happy birthday today, Aunt Alice.
Oh, thanks, Knowles. Oh, how have you been?
Yeah, fine.
Beautiful daughters come all the way from South Africa just to see me.
Does Grandpa get a hug too?
Of course, Grandpa.
Oh, she looks so well, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, this is such a brilliant surprise, Mum.
How long are you here for? 2 weeks.
2 whole weeks. That's fantastic. And what about Zippo? Is he here too?
Oh, he couldn't get time off school.
Really? Not even for...
Oh, yeah, okay. That's a shame. We'll Skype him later, shall we?
He might not be in. He does lots of after-school activities now.
It's okay. I get it. He's been giving me the cold shoulder for months now.
Oh, he would have come if he could.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, at least you're here, Nolly. I can't believe it.
Oh, this is just the best present ever. Now we can really get this party started.
Do we have to stay much longer?
We've only been here half an hour.
I know, but we've said happy birthday to Kate and Alice, and we've met your great-niece.
Nolly, Jenny managed to keep that very quiet.
Do you really want to hang around?
We have just spent 2 hours at your networking event.
And we spent Wednesday afternoon at your Bridget Riley exhibition.
It wasn't my exhibition.
You know what I mean.
But we can't just disappear.
Hi, you two.
Oh.
Hello, Alice.
Oh, if you're getting yourself a drink, don't let me stop you.
Oh, well, no, actually...
We were just heading off.
Oh, you can't do that.
Sorry, I know it's your birthday.
We've had rather a long day.
It's just about to get interesting, though.
I'm sorry, darling. Ruby's not well, poor thing. Tummy bug. This morning we used up an entire edition of the Echo just to...
Yeah, thanks, Auntie Lillian. It's fine. Honestly, you go.
Can I have some quiet, please? And can we just turn the music off? Thank you. Now, I've finished showing off my beautiful daughter. Will you come to the part of the evening I know you've all been looking forward to, when each member of my family gives me their honest opinion, what they think is great about me, and what they think I can do better. So, without further ado, Dad, you go first.
Right. Can everyone take a moment to look around? Now, I wasn't alone in having my doubts when Kate first came up with the idea of spiritual home.
Thanks, Dad.
But through her spirit and determination, she's proved me wrong by making it a success. And I couldn't be more proud of her. As a businesswoman, a daughter, and a mother to my grandchildren.
Aww. That's lovely, Dad. Thanks. Where do I need to improve?
Oh, well, I mean, I would have said starting things but not finishing them. Only spiritual homes proved me wrong on that. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, OK, Dad, that's great. Mum, it's your turn now.
Oh, all right. Well, I'd say you're very talented and imaginative, Kate.
Yeah.
But despite what your father says, you don't always follow things through, and sometimes you leave other people to pick up the pieces.
But Dad's just said that that isn't true anymore.
Well, yes, but you did.
Right, who's next? And now, last but not least, my lovely sister Alice.
Aww. Right. What I love about you, Kate, is that you can be great fun, and I never know what to expect next.
Thanks, Alice.
If there is a downside, it's that sometimes you can be a bit tactless.
Wow. That's a bit rich, coming from you.
You wanted us to be honest.
Yeah, all right. Well, seeing as it's your birthday too, I'm going to give you the same present. My honest opinion.
I don't want it.
Are you sure that's a good idea, darling?
I can't think of a greater gift.
But seriously, Kate...
So, Alice is great fun too. She's wise and generous and witty.
Mm. Okay.
But she can also be rather selfish.
Selfish?
I'm only saying it for your own good, so you can work on it.
How about working on your own issues?
I think that's enough now. Shall we have some more music?
We shouldn't take it so personally.
Me?
No, no, really. That's quite enough.
Can you believe she did that?
No, I know, darling.
No, I wouldn't get too upset, Alice. She didn't appreciate Adam's words either.
If that was her gift to me, well, next time don't bother.
I'm sure she meant it with good intentions.
Oh, I don't care. I'm going to go and get drunk now.
Think that's a good idea?
Oh, I think it's an excellent idea.
Oh, Kate.
What?
You're not looking for Alice, are you?
No. Why would I be?
No reason.
Nolly, have you seen the necklace I got from Debbie?
No.
But I thought you weren't getting any presents this year.
No, well, this is different. Look, Nolly.
It matches your eyes.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Oh, you know what's lovely seeing you two together? I do envy you.
I just know it's going to happen for you.
I really hope so.
I'm so glad I'm sharing my special occasion with you two. It's such a shame Sipo couldn't be here, but he's clearly very busy at school, which is absolutely as it should be. I've still got my lovely brother-in-law Ian and my beautiful little Nolly.
Actually, Mum, from now on, I'd prefer it if you call me Nolutand.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not little anymore.
Mm. Oh, that's better.
Better than that cacophony that was Kate's idea of music. Oh, I'm glad we came back.
Oh, we deserve this after a long week.
Mm, we do.
Oh, by the way, Lillian, I hope you don't mind, but I've taken the liberty of drawing up a draft agreement bringing Amside into the Damara fold.
So interested in my business all of a sudden?
Well, because I hate seeing you so stressed about it.
Well, we talked about this the other day. I still haven't made up my mind.
No, I appreciate that.
Now, here you are, drawing up the paperwork.
No, I'm really not trying to push you into anything you don't want.
It doesn't feel like that.
Oh, please, Lily, just take a moment to look at what I'm suggesting.
All right. But it doesn't mean I'm agreeing to anything.
Oh, I know that.
Are you still going to Scotland on Sunday?
Oh, I'm afraid so. It's only two or three nights, though.
I thought it was one or two.
Oh, no, you're right. Two at the most.
It better be.
Oh, let's not fight, Lillian.
I'm sorry, darling.
You and me, we make a great team, and we must never lose sight of that. Even if we do have the occasional difference of opinion.
Oh, it's just all getting on top of me slightly, darling. You know, the wedding, Amside, and with you going away.
No.
Oh.
Trust me, darling, it will get easier. Everything's going to be absolutely fine. Thank you.
This is the BBC.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.